No thanks, Pops. I'm good. No, I don't really want to play. I'm not very good at sports. Well, yeah, I know that all my cousins are football superstars, and I know that Mom really likes to join them too, and she was very athletic. But the best that I did was track in college, and that was a very long time ago. So I think I'm just gonna stay here, just laying on this chair, trying to get some sun, just trying to get a nice little tan here by the pool. Well, I do appreciate it. Okay. Well, why are they gonna eat the food inside if Dad was cooking it outside with Uncle Bob? Oh, yeah, there's a lot of bugs. Okay. Well, just let me know whenever everyone's gonna go inside and we'll eat the barbecue in there, okay? No, Pops, I'm not going to forget. Trust me, I never forget food. Okay. Can I help you in any way? Well, you're standing there stupidly looking down at me like you need something. So either figure it the fuck out or tell me what it is you need from me. Oh no, it absolutely bothers me that you're standing there with a stupid look on your face because you're really detracting from this small window of sunlight that I have to get a tan left in this day. So before the sun goes away and before my patience goes away, you might want to go away too, big brother. So cute as always. Being such a little fuck. Okay, just get the fuck out of my way and the sun's way. If you want to be fucking annoying, then go sit somewhere else and ogle me pathetically as I tan. And of course, you decide to sit next to me and torment me on one of these beach chairs. Okay. Well, I'm not trying to sit here and chit chat. I'm just trying to relax. So if you could kindly shut the fuck up. That'd be great. Just because I close my eyes and I'm not looking at you doesn't mean I can't feel you staring at me. Yes, very intuitive of me. Well, you have done enough of that throughout the years, so I can tell when you're doing it. Quit. You don't even have to talk for you to be extremely fucking annoying. It's actually one of the most ridiculous things ever, the fact that you managed to be incredibly annoying without even having to say a single fucking word to me. Yes, just your mere presence bothers me, okay? And right now, your speaking is exacerbating the situation, okay? No, I'm not upset for any reason other than just the fact that you exist, okay? It's just continuously a thorn in my side that you are very regrettably related to me, and I have to see you at every single fucking family function. Yeah, and that's never gonna stop because you're never gonna stop being related to me. So that kind of miffs me a little bit. Well, you could maybe make yourself scarce. That would be nice. Look, I know that you don't have a stable girlfriend. I know you don't have a stable life. And I know that you still live with our parents. And although that's kind of sad, that's also kind of reasonable given the financial times. And I know you have nowhere else to go other than here. But you could actually go somewhere else other than here. There's an entire backyard that you can go. There is a front porch. There is a back porch. porch, there's the inside of the house, and not to mention the huge front yard where they're setting up all of the fireworks. So maybe you can make yourself useful and go do one of those things instead of being here taking up my air, taking up very useless space right next to me, and annoying the fuck out of me with that grating voice of yours. Listen, I'm not sexually frustrated, okay? I have a boyfriend, which I fuck very often, okay? So just for your information, you fucking annoying piece of shit, that is not the problem. The problem is you. The problem is you are fucking annoying me all the time and you won't let it go. And one day I am just gonna lose my fucking shit with you because I have had enough. Seriously, if you don't get the fuck out of my face, you are going to regret it. Listen, don't taunt me like I can't kick your ass, okay? I can definitely fucking take you. I might be your little sister, but I am definitely at least as big as you are, okay? Definitely as tall and definitely as strong, because although I may not be coordinated enough to play football with those fuckers over there, and although I may not be as athletic as you are, well, I still hit the gym every fucking day, and I can kick your ass, so don't you come around here fucking with me, looking for something that you're gonna regret in the end, okay? I'm being aggressive. You're the one who's disturbing my fucking peace. Okay. Okay, you know what? I'm fucking tired of arguing with you, okay? This happens every fucking time we have to see each other. I don't want to argue with you because I don't even want to talk to you, okay? So from now on, I'm just going to ignore you, okay? You make it very hard to ignore you when you have moved your chair right next to me and you are consistently still talking to me. Okay, Pops. Sounds good. Yeah, I'll be in just a few. I'm just waiting for the sun to go down. I want to get as much sun as I can. Yeah, I think my brother heard you. Okay. I'll be right in. Listen here, you annoying fuck. If you don't shut that big fucking mouth of yours right now, I am going to make you. Do you understand me? You're not scared? Well, you better be. Because as soon as everybody goes inside and starts having dinner, you're gonna get what you've been asking for this entire time. Oh no. Don't act all innocent all of a sudden with me. You know exactly what it is that you're gonna get when Mom, who's the last one out here picking everything up, finally goes inside. You're gonna have to think quicker than that, big brother, because I see her putting away the football and walking towards the back porch. She's on the steps. Quick, hurry, think. Oh, and she shut the door. here. This is exactly what you're gonna get. I pushed your fucking chair down so that you're laying flat on your back. And I am straddling your pathetic little fucking face with my thighs. And my pussy is so close to your mouth, isn't it? Well, that's what you fucking get. I told you that I was gonna shut you up if you didn't shut yourself up. So here we are. All I have to do is undo my bikini on this side and undo the string on the other side and just take it out like that. Just throw it to the side. And there we go. Now I am going to sit on your face. And you are going to keep that pathetic little fucking mouth of yours open and lick my pussy. Do you understand me? No, I can't hear what you're saying because my pussy's in your mouth. But every time that you move your mouth to say something, well, I'm just gonna grind my pussy in a little bit more. And your tongue moving around like that, your lips, oh, feels so very good. The more you try to talk, the better it feels for me. So if you want to keep fucking talking with a mouthful of my pussy, then be my fucking guest. Oh, you're trying to push me off of you. That's cute. But I have a pretty good fucking grip with my thighs around your face. And head. Gripping your head by your hair nice and hard like you like to do to me. Oh. Your big hands do feel nice on my ass, though. Have you given up resisting, big brother? Already. Well, it usually takes me a lot longer to fight you off until I finally stop resisting. I just give in to it, huh? It looks like your will is a lot less strong than mine. Well, those hands that were on my thighs trying to pry them apart and push me off are now holding my ass and bringing me even closer to your mouth. Not to mention what your fucking tongue is doing. Well, if you didn't fucking want it, then you wouldn't be moving your tongue on my clit like that. You wouldn't be wrapping your lips around my clit and sucking it into your mouth, would you? Oh, fuck, you're definitely pushing my ass forward. Pushing my entire cunt into your mouth. Oh, that was a pathetic fucking resistance, wasn't it, big brother? How do you like having your little sister's pussy in your mouth like that? You like it when I hold onto your hair like this and hold onto your fucking head and grind my cunt against you? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Making your lips and your tongue go even deeper inside me. Getting lost in my lips. Oh, fuck. Your entire fucking face coated in my pussy juice. That's what you fucking want. You want me to ride your fucking tongue, don't you? I should have fucking known. I should have fucking known that you wanted me to shut you up. By the way, you just kept fucking talking. You annoying bratty fuck. You always got whatever the fuck you wanted because you were the older sibling. Fuck, it's fucking annoying. You fucking entitled. Annoying fuck. Fuck. You know, I really didn't think this was gonna be a punishment. By the way that you are burying your face in my pussy, I can tell. That's really not even remotely inconvenient for you. Oh, you're fucking enjoying this. I should have fucking known. I should have fucking known by every single fucking time that you corner me. At one of these family functions. And you fucking rape me. I'm fucking tired of being the victim in this. I'm finally ready to take it all back. Fuck. And take what I fucking want from you. Fuck. By the way, you're looking up into my eyes as I rub my cunt against your mouth and I ride your tongue like this. And I use it to go right over my clit, over and over and over, grinding my pussy down into it. Oh, fuck. By the way, you're looking at me. I can tell you fucking wanted this. By the way, you're grabbing my ass and pushing me forward. By the way, you're moving your hands down onto my thighs. And gripping them even harder. Oh, fuck. While you do that with your tongue. Fuck. You're just holding my thighs in place. Bringing me closer. Fuck. You're gonna leave fucking bruises, big brother. You don't want everybody to find out what we're doing, do you? Or maybe you don't give a fuck. Fuck. I can tell you're not even thinking right now. You're thinking with your fucking cock. Fuck. Don't worry, I'm gonna fucking use that too. Fuck. But you know what? I'm tired of you licking my pussy. Since we're here, you are gonna shove that pathetic, annoying little fucking troublesome tongue all over my ass and inside it. I'm just gonna move my hips back and angle them. And put my tight ass right on your tongue. Shit. You're flicking your tongue over it just like you were doing in my clit. Get it nice and wet, big brother. Use that tongue and make it useful. Fuck. Yes, shove it in, shove it in. Shove it in. Fuck. Tongue fuck my ass with your fucking tongue. Yes. Fuck. Oh my god. I'll keep doing that and I'm gonna come all over your fucking pathetic face. Yes, fuck. 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 Good. Good. Oh, good, big brother. You're useful for something, after all. If I just angle back a little bit and get off of your face. I can see all of my juices all over your face, and I'm just gonna reach down and spread them all over. You never had a really particularly pretty face, big brother. But it looks so much better with my cunt juices all over it. Looks so much better with all of your saliva. All of my pussy juice and my cum all over it. You like it? You like it when I slap you, don't you? Don't fucking deny it. I just saw your eyes all flicker with that delicious heat. The same fucking heat that I can see in them when you are balls deep in my fucking cunt every single goddamn fucking family function when you're pumping this fucking rock hard cock. That I just reached back to grab because I knew it would be hard. And I knew that you would be dripping pre-cum already because I know you, big brother. I know how fucking bad you want your little sister. And I don't believe for a fucking moment any of that bullshit that you told me last time. That last time was the last time you were gonna fuck me. You were gonna make me come so hard. And then you were gonna torture me by never fucking me again. Well, listen here, you little fucking shit. I can choose to do the same thing to you that you do to me. This time, I am in fucking charge, and I am gonna use this cock of yours however the fuck I want, and stick it in whichever fucking hole I want. So you better be a good fucking boy, and shut the fuck up, and take it like you force me to do every fucking time. No, no, no. Don't even open that fucking mouth of yours. Leave it fucking shut. I don't want to hear anything come out of these lips. While I make my way down your body, I straddle this cock. And I sink myself onto it. And use it like a fucking dildo. Oh, fuck. To hit all the fucking spots that I want. To make me fucking come. Whenever I fucking want. You don't fucking have any control here. You hear me, big brother? You don't have any fucking control here. Last time, you thought you fucking had control. But you don't. You can't deny me. Fuck. Using this cock whenever the fuck I want. Because you're my big brother and I do whatever the fuck I want with you and your cock. And just like I use your fucking mouth and came all over your face, I am going to use this perfectly hard cock however the fuck I want to make me fucking come. You understand? You fucking understand? Answer me. I felt your cock twitch on that one. You fucking like it when your little sister takes charge of me. You like it? And finally, I am the one cornering you and using you for my fucking pleasure. Fuck. How do you fucking like having to take it? Having to take my cunt sliding over your cock over and over until I'm fucking satisfied. How do you like it when I take what I fucking want? How
I'm sick. I'm fucking tired of you taking me. I'm Big Brother. So now you are gonna take it. Take it. Take your little sister fucking you. And riding your cock. Bouncing on it. Slamming my guns on it. So that your paws slam against my ass. Fuck. I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna fucking come all over your cock. And you are gonna fucking come inside me when I tell you to. Because I'm in charge. Do you understand? I know you're close. I know you're fucking close. I can see it in that pathetic little fucking face of yours. So now, you are gonna come. Your little sister, and fill me up with thick fucking cum. I wanted you to fill me up once since the last fucking time we did this, okay? Fuck. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Fuck. I'm so close. Oh, fuck. Pull me up. Pull me up. Pull me up. Oh, fuck. Fuck. God, fill me up. Oh, fill me up, Big Brother. Oh, fuck, fill me up as my cunt milks your fucking cum. Oh, let me come all over your fucking cock. I told you I was gonna get my fucking revenge. I told you to expect it when you least expected it. And well, it looks like this is exactly what you've wanted this entire time. Well, congratulations. You fucking got it. And maybe, oh, maybe you also got me pregnant. That would be the ultimate revenge. Oh, because if I decide to keep it, well, it's gonna be our little mistake forever. And I am gonna have won this round. No. No, Big Brother. No. Because last time you said I couldn't have you. And well, if I can't have you, no one else will. And no one's gonna want you. Having had a baby with your sister. Well, I guess we're just gonna have to wait and see. I told you not to fuck with me, but you didn't listen. And this is what you got.